Parshas Kedoshim begins, Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, gather all of Klal Yisrael together and deliver this fundamental message, Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. Why was it necessary for all of Klal Yisrael to be present? So Rashi explains, b'pnei shiroiv guf v'Torah t'lumba, because most of the fundamental teachings of the Torah are encapsulated in this parsha. So which mitzvah specifically is so fundamental that it necessitated all of Klal Yisrael to be present? So the Mefarshim explain, it is the mitzvah of Ahavta Re'acha Kamecha. And Rabbi Akiva says famously about this mitzvah, Zeh Kal Gadol B'Torah. This is the most foundational principle in all of the Torah. And that is why Moshe was commanded to gather all of Klal Yisrael. But the question is, what is the connection between Kedoshim Tiyu and Ahavta Re'acha Kamecha? So one saw something incredible. The Torah is teaching us that the prerequisite to Kedoshim Tiyu is Ahavta Re'acha Kamecha. In order to fully observe and fulfill your obligation in the realm between Bein Adam Lemakayim is to love your friend like yourself. If you don't express love to your fellow Yid, if you don't treat another Jew with respect, you can't be a Kaddish. I saw an amazing gematria. The numerical value of the pasuk Vahafta Ra'acha Kamoicha Ani Hashem is exactly the same gematria as Vahafta as Hashem Alekecha. In Judaism, the responsibility of Ben Adam L'Chaveira, interpersonal relationships, is equally important as Ben Adam L'Makam, the obligations between us and Hashem. And that is the reason why the two Luchos, one representing our relationship with Hashem, and one representing our relationship with our fellow man, were the same size and had the same number of commandments. Rav Hotna once said, the pen that wrote the Mishnah Berurah, which is a work Ben Adam L'Makam, is the same pen that wrote the Chafetz Chaim, which has been Adam L'Chavera. It goes hand in hand. One without the other is not true Torah. There's a famous story brought out in Masech the Shabbos. Ma'asa benachri echad sheba lifnei Shammai. A non-Jew once came before Shammai and he tells him, I'm willing to convert to Judaism if you will teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. And Shammai threw him out of his house. He later approached Hillel. Hillel was renowned for his humility and his calm demeanor. He tells his pagan, okay, I'll convert you. And I'm assuming at that point, he gets up on one foot. And Hillel tells him, Dalach sani lechavrich loisavet. What is hateful to you, do not do to your friend. Zu hi kala Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. This statement encompasses all of the Torah. Ve'idach perushahu. The rest is just commentary. Hillel was telling this potential convert, before you can even begin learning Torah, as a prerequisite to joining Klal Yisrael and becoming part of the chosen nation, there's one important caveat, one foundational principle that you must master and observe, loving your fellow Jew. Otherwise, the process and your road to conversion cannot begin. Because Vahavta Re'acha Kamoicha is the precondition to becoming part of the Am Kadosh. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story, and this story took place about 40 years ago. There was a young couple living in Eretz Yisrael that decided to become more religious. They began their journey slow and steady, first by lighting Shabbos candles, then by kashering their kitchen, then Taharas HaMishpacha, and so on. After a few years, they were finally fully observant. But there was one thing that the wife couldn't come to terms with. She couldn't get herself to cover her hair. Her husband begged and pleaded, but she just couldn't take that leap. And as their children were growing up, it was causing tremendous friction in the home. The children couldn't bring home any friends. Her husband was embarrassed to be seen with her on the street. He was so frustrated. So he confided in his Rav. And his Rav advised him to seek counsel from the Gadol Hadar, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. He gets an appointment and he travels to Yerushalayim to meet Rav Shlomo Zalman. Once inside his home, he tells Rav Shlomo Zalman about his journey and his path to a religious life and how he became from. Then he says, Kvod HaRav, my home is in disarray. My Shalom Bayis is in jeopardy. You must help me. I tried everything, but my wife refuses to cover her hair. And Rav Zalman looks at him, and he says, so what's the problem? And the husband says, how can she walk around with her hair exposed? And he tells the husband, I understand her. It's very difficult to cover your hair. It's a huge anxiety. And the husband is seething. Here he's hoping to get some validation, and the Rav is taking her side. He comes home. His wife is waiting anxiously by the door. No, what did the Rav say? And he says, he understands you. He feels your pain. He understands why you don't want to cover your hair. And she says, What type of rabbi did you go to? Some reform rabbi? He says, no, the most orthodox rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. A few weeks go by, and the husband comes home from work one day, and his wife is wearing a kerchief. She says, I've decided from now on, I'll be covering my hair. And the husband says, Mazel Tov. But what happened? What made you change your mind? And she says, up until now, all I heard was criticisms. How evil I am. How many prohibitions I'm transgressing every day. But now, the rabbi validated my feelings. He's empathetic to my struggle. His sympathy and his compassion helped me overcome this hurdle. So we can say, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Vahavta Re'acha Kamoicha, help this woman become Kedoshim Tiyo. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.